So guys, come check it out. ReedyRiverRiot.com. Again, www.ReedyRiverRiot.com. Check it out.
All right, everyone, and welcome back. This is episode 10. Notice anything different? New audio? How does it sound? Pretty good? No?
I don't know. We can't hear it. We're recording with it.
I can hear it. A little sus there. But no. So what's new with everyone this week? Anything good?
5 days off.
Andy?
No, work.
No, nothing new. Well, so now that we got the new audio, we got, you know, everything new. You know, we got a new episode structure that we're going to just do for every episode, and it's going to start out. So our majority of our listeners right now are the Greenville Triumph. And, we all agreed that since, you know, the majority of our listeners are them right now, we're going to put them first in every single episode, and we're going to do it. We're going to have everything segmented and a little bit more organized. You know, we're coming prepared now, you know, with all these notes and stuff, and like we got a nice jam-packed episode tonight, and we're really excited. But the new episode structure, so we got the Triumph, you know, we got the Drive, you know, maybe a little bit of the Swamp Rabbits if anything's new, and then you know, we all talked and we all want to talk about the AAF, Alliance of American Football, so that's going to be new. And then our biggest news that we've got is our next episode, episode 11. It's going to be a logo battle or a logo debate. All the USL League One teams, we're going to take all the logos this week, and we're going to talk about and debate who has the best logo in the USL League One. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. But anyways, you know, what do you guys got?
Pretty much now, some new stuff. We met up with the Drive today, so I think that's the most exciting thing that we did have today. Met up with the Drive. Thank you to Cameron for letting us pretty much just hang out and talk. But Cameron was really cool. We discussed what we wanted, so we're not going to leak all the details, but we are working something where we can kind of bring a twist to the community with baseball. So, pretty much it's going to be in figuring out a new way to get the community interactive with baseball on social media and an actual at-game event. So it's going to be pretty exciting to figure something up. He noticed we replied to a lot of their stuff because, yeah, I think we've been blowing them up on social media left and right, so I think they're tired of that. But no, it was awesome. Gave us a tour of the facility, the stadium, gave us a couple facts about ex-players and just a lot of info that even some things I didn't know. But I'm really excited because, you know, he sat down, he said, Andy, what's your goal? And we listed it off, and Raph was there also. And just, it's pretty exciting with this year. You know, they were talking about how everything used to be with the news and TV, and it kind of shows you how much things are leaning away from TV and podcast, and just everything's going on social media now. So we'll see how that we can merge everything in there.
Well, yeah, we're extremely excited, but we kind of want to hop right into today's episode because we got a lot going on. So obviously our biggest talk of the show today is the Greenville Triumph. A lot of player signings this week. You know, there's a lot of guys that are brand new. They're now starting to talk and practice at Bob Jones, on the soccer field there, and seeing them out there a couple times. And, the team's really coming together and forming. And, you know, people, when we went to the Reedy River Riot event, people were talking and it's like, wow, there's, you know, you would think that they had the whole team, you know, pretty much announced by now. And then look, this week they've got, you know, six to eight player signings this week that we're going to talk about. So we're going to hop right in. And Andy, if you want to start us off with Mr. Aaron Walker.
Yep, midfielder, but obviously opened up other positions from Woodstock, Georgia. He played at Oglethorpe University for 4 years, and he actually led them to their first ever conference championship as the team captain in 2011. We got a little quote by him. I'm excited to bring Aaron to GT from Atlanta. Aaron is technically clean and possesses great vision and passing range in the midfield. He's a great pro with experience. So, you know, played for the Georgia Revolution for the MPSL and afterwards went to Iceland. So that's pretty awesome. He played for the D1 Icelandic team. He says, I am just very humbled for the opportunity to be part of something special from the ground up. I was able to chat with Coach Harkes in Greenville, and I came away with a very good feeling about the team and the community and sport. This club has very high aspirations, and I am extremely excited to be a part of it. So overall, he seems like he's definitely ready to be part of the community and part of the team and chip in.
I mean, it's really great to see a lot of these guys, you know, excited and eager to play. I mean, the team's really coming together, and they're starting practice now to get the team chem all built up. And I mean, it's really excited to see this team start to form. But now we're gonna hop into our next guy. We're gonna kind of go through these because we got a lot of guys to announce today. But next guy is a big sign, and that's Dallas J, goalie from Danville, California. And you know, when we read his bio right off the Triumph website, it started right off with a quote. And you know, Dallas is quoted by saying, "Being a part of the inaugural team is a very unique thing," says Jay. "And I've been able to do that once in my career already, which was a great experience as a player. As players, we get to build a club from the ground up and pursue a vision that was expressed to us by Coach Harkes. And what he sees in this club is a big part about why I'm so excited to be a part of it." So, I mean, the players aren't just excited, but seeing Coach Harkes, a legend in soccer, just be absolutely thrilled about everything that's going on. These players are getting amped up. And, you know, it's evident from the coach's attitude all the way down to the players, to the people in the community. And it says here that Jay has worked with Coach Harkes before, and he spent 2016 as a part of FC Cincinnati's inaugural season with Coach Harkes. So he's, you know, he's no stranger to Coach Harkes, as he mentioned in his comment. And Coach Harkes, you know, paid him some compliments. And he said, "Having worked with Dallas before in Cincinnati, I was able to witness his everyday growth as a keeper. I followed his career when he went to Phoenix, and you know, now we're able to bring him to our club. Dallas is a quality goalkeeper and a solid pro and a leader on and off the field." Before coming to the USL, Jay spent some time in Tucson in the Premier Development League. He was instrumental in the club's 2013 Open Cup run and started in all three matches. Jay made an international debut for Guam in 2012 and has made several appearances for the team since. So
Guam,
he's got some professional, you know, some international kind of professional experience. I think that's going to mean a lot. Just, I mean, especially you want that in a goaltender, am I right?
Guam.
I mean, goalies. Goalies are the heart and soul of the team, and you know, and at least in hockey, it's like the pitcher in baseball. No one touches the goalie. No one touches the pitcher, and you know. But anyways,
catcher too,
and the catcher. But here we are with Travis Ward.
Travis Ward from New Egypt, New Jersey. I wonder if he's foreign. I'm just kidding. I was stupid.
Egypt.
So it's a dream come true, said Ward, of earning a spot on the inaugural season roster. Getting the phone call from a New Jersey soccer legend like John Harkes was the best moment of my soccer career. I'm ready to build on that moment and make Greenville proud. So, he spent 2014 to 17 at Rowan University in Glassboro, New Jersey. Was named to the NJAC All-Conference team three times and earned the title of the CSI, not the show. Anyways, tournament MVP in 2016. 70 appearances for the school, managed 29 goals, 16 assists. 2018 season, went with the Philadelphia Fury for the American Soccer League. And while in the USL, he tallied 4 goals and 5 assists in 10 games played. "I'm very excited to help our team in whatever I can," said Ward. "And the energy and excitement of fans on social media has me ready to not only contribute on the field, but to make the entire city proud in everything I can do in my new home." So, you know, did they lay pyramids in New Egypt?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty cool that all these guys are settling in, and you know, Greenville's growing every day, and you know, it's cool that they get to be a part of it. But our newest guy that we're going to talk about is actually from Scotland. So, anyways, he's a defender from Glasgow, Scotland. Recently completed 2 seasons at Limestone College in Gaffney, and in 2017, Bolin earned the honors of second team All-Conference Carolinas.
You don't have this memorized?
No, dude, I'm sorry. All-Conference Carolinas, Conference Carolinas All-Tournament Team, and second team United Soccer Coaches All-Southeast Region. He assisted Limestone University Saints repeat regular season conference champs and earned a spot in the NCAA tournament, and recently spent some time in Asheville City SC of the NPSL. He is quoted by saying, "Hard work and determination to win and succeed is a top priority when it comes to playing soccer," said Boland. "I try to do all I can so that the team will succeed and give the fans some excitement." So this guy's excited to be here. We got another guy from overseas, and, you know, these guys are making themselves a home, you know, right over here. And, you know, a lot of it's pretty cool because they're kind of sort of familiar to the area. I mean, he played in Asheville City. So, I mean, that's only about an hour from Greenville. So I'm pretty sure, I would assume that he's been here before. So, you know, it's pretty cool to see that they're making themselves, you know, comfortable here. And I'm pretty sure that I think I'm going to be able to get a chance to go observe their practice on Wednesday, but it's going to be pretty sweet.
All right, this next one's kind of cool because it's from my grandpa's homeland. Carlos Gomez, midfielder from Algente, Spain. "I've been waiting for this chance all my life. Being a professional player has been my dream since I was a child. This club has given me a great chance to start my professional career, so I'll give everything I have to help this team to grow in every aspect." He attended Young Harris College in Northeast Georgia, scoring a total of 32 goals, 16 assists across 16. Across three seasons. Earned several All-American, All-Conference, and All-Academic team selections during his time at Young Harris. What about Old Harris? Sorry. All right.
Coming from nearby. Dude, you're coming in clutch with these bad puns, and I'm kind of liking it.
Coming from nearby Young Harris College, I have been able to witness his domination in his games and the way he manipulates the game with the ball in his feet, said Coach Harks. Man, I'm just going to measure everyone's name. He has an excellent creative mindset with work ethic. Happy to bring him to Greenville Triumph. Supporters can expect an ambitious player who will work hard every day to represent Greenville in the best way on and off the field, said Gomez.
And our next player that we're going to be talking about is Christopher Bermudez, another midfielder from New Jersey, but he's from Union City. You know, he's extremely excited to play here. He's quoted that it's an amazing opportunity for me to play professionally in America for the first time and make the name for myself, said Bermudez. This being the inaugural season should give my teammates and me more motivation to make history for the club and for the city. Bermudez played for the New York Red Bulls Academy in 2015 and 2017. He tallied 8 goals in 28 appearances and recently spent some time with Mexican soccer club Pachuca. Is that right?
Yeah. Pachuca, something like that.
Something like that. But my time with club Pachuca helped me grow not just on the field but off the field as well.
I didn't mean to butcher it, but you know.
Today's segment is called "White Boy Mispronouncing."
Look, my Spanglish, I try. Yep.
We're
not going to try. But coming to Greenville now, I will be a mature player and a person with Liga experience. I recognize Christopher at our tryouts from his days at NYRB Academy at Club Pachuca in Mexico, said Coach Harks, and I'm excited to create a platform for him to do well with our club in the Greenville community.
And here we have what Coach John Harks had to say about the last two new ones, being Omar Mohammed and Kevin Politz. Kevin is a player that I have monitored for the last few years. He possesses great technique, reads the game well, has strength to tackle, and has great timing in the air. And I'm happy to have him join the Triumph in our inaugural year. And for Omar, he said that Omar possesses special one-on-one skill sets to take on players and open up the game. I love his creativity and imagination. We'll be getting him at a great time for our first season. And then for Omar, I have a quote that he said saying, "Thank you for the opportunity. I'm very excited to be part of this great organization." His bio, like, he doesn't have that much info-wise, but he was signed with the USL club FC Cincinnati in January 2016, and he joined the USL side Portland Timbers in March 2017 after spending time with the USL League 2 side in Des Moines. Mohammed joined the USL PDL side and Greenville Triumph, South Carolina on February 8th. ahead of their inaugural season. For Kevin, I don't have that much besides the fact that he was also in the New York Red Bulls. And he was signed there on March 15, 2018. So that's it for the new players and the Triumph.
And before we kind of move on to our next couple segments here, you know, we got the Greenville Drive coming up after this one. But before we move on, we've been tasked with a mission. And our mission is to sell out Legacy. As some of you may know, the Greenville Triumph are playing their all of their home games this season at Legacy Early College in Greenville. And everyone just has to remember that the Triumph's first home game is April 6th. And like I said, we've been tasked with mission sellout Legacy. Tickets are found at www.greenvilletriumph.com/season-tickets. Please help us with sellout Legacy and support the Triumph in their first home game at Legacy Early College. Our next segment, we're going to be talking about the Greenville Drive, and we're going to hand the mic over to Andy, and he's going to tell you a little bit about what happened today, just a tad, and what we can expect, and maybe just a little bit of our coverage. So hope you enjoy.
All right, so pretty much like we said earlier, we had the meeting with them today, Monday, early in the morning. Cameron, you were amazing. Thank you again if you listen to this. But overall, we're really excited just for the fact that we finally, I guess, feel like we have the triangle complete. We got the soccer, we got the hockey, and we got baseball. So everything's great. And then obviously we'll be covering other things that we'll talk about later on. But it's really good that we finally have our goal set and accomplished. That was our biggest goal, is to be able to cover all Greenville sports. So thank you again, Cameron, for the opportunity. We're really excited for the season because obviously the Drive have such a good and close relationship with Boston, and just being an affiliate of them, it really does help them, especially with interactions with the field, just everything makes it a fun experience. So this season, those boys, they've recruited a lot. They're looking from kids from Florida we were talking about, and just overall them getting out there, playing their hearts, and it'll be pretty cool to just see players on that field and then get called up, moved up to the triple or the show. It's going to be really exciting. And, you know, with this season, it's going to be fun to expect. They haven't released much info on players moving around, so we'll kind of see as the week and the season really does approach with spring training. But it's exciting to see who's going to get dropped down, who's going to come down, who's going to get picked up. And we're going to try to cover it all. We're still working out the, you know, things here and there. But, you know, it'll be fun, and I'm excited. So let's go.
All right, so that was probably one of our most anticipated topics, but the one that I've been really, you know, thinking about and couldn't wait to talk about today was the AAF, or the Alliance of American Football. So there's been a lot of talk and chatter, at least in our social circle. You know, what is the Alliance? What is the AAF? And, you know, after watching a lot, I think we all kind of got to, you know, really just kind of really realize what the Alliance is. You know, it's not, everyone thought that it was going to be a competitive league for the NFL. Everyone thought that, at least the people who didn't look into it as much before, you know, everything was really announced. But everyone thought that it was going to be like an XFL kind of thing, where it's a NFL competitor, because obviously within recent, you know, years with Kaepernick and everything, the NFL has just kind of been up and down fan base wise. But it's not that at all. You know, after really looking and kind of seeing what everything is, it's actually supposed to be a development league, because after listening to a co-founder of the AAF, he explained, you know, Bill Polian explained that, listen, in college, there's a 20-hour-a-week rule where students are, where all players in the NCAA are not allowed to go over 20 hours of required athletic time. So they're not allowed to have more than 20 hours practice or training a week because of academics and other things. Because, unfortunately, not all college kids make it to the pros, which is unfortunate. But anyways, so with the lack of development, there's this little section in the draft called the undrafted class. And the undrafted class is about 500. There's about 500 to 550 in the undrafted class, and a lot of these players in the AAF are undrafted players or players who, you know, got drafted and then they didn't make the cut. So the whole goal of the American Alliance of American Football is to develop more quarterbacks, to develop offensive linemen, because I think we can all agree that, you know, that is slowly declining. You know, offensive lines just seem a little bit weak. And, you know, the whole goal of this league is to develop these players so that they can be NFL ready. And the more players you have that are NFL ready, the possibility of expansion arises, because I know that the NFL in recent years has been discussing, you know, teams over in Europe because it's affordable. It's only about, you know, it's not that long of a flight. It's like, you know, the New York, you know, Jets or Giants travel to California. It's about the same for, you know, a team from Europe to come all the way over to the East. So, but anyways, there's 8 teams. And we got the Arizona Hotshots, the Atlanta Legends, the Birmingham Iron, the Memphis Express, Orlando Apollos, Salt Lake Stallions, San Antonio Commanders, and the San Diego Fleet. So the Alliance, obviously, like I just read, it features 8 teams under a single entity structure, playing a 12-week season, kicking off February 9th, which was this past Saturday. And every game is aired on CBS Sports, and the championship game, the whole championship weekend, is the weekend of April 26th through the 28th. So, I mean, this is a big, big league, and I think one of Andy and I's favorite parts of this was there's professionals that are behind this. Ex-legendary NFL players are behind this. You got Troy Polamalu, mm-hmm. Hines Ward, you know, Bill Polian, who was a GM, and he's a legendary, he's a Hall of Fame GM in the NFL. And even Kurt Warner, who got his start in the AFL, the Arena Football League. So you got a lot of guys that are pushing for these players to get developed because they want to see football grow. It's not just about winner or loser or this or that. They legitimately want to see football become something that, you know, people can be proud of, because with the concussion protocols and everything, it just seems like football recently has been so up and down. So seeing these players behind this is actually, it's astounding. So, like, you guys got anything on this?
This is fun, you know, seeing actual hits, you know, come back into football, like that one helmet hit. This guy's helmet just got ripped off of that hit. And in the NFL, that would have been a big deal. That would have been...
He actually got, like, after that, he was sacked, like, 2 or 3 more times, and he was benched. And the coach in the press game and the post-game conference said he's not coming back. Like, they will not play him because it was such a bad start. He is the quarterback for the San Diego Fleet, I guess. I still don't have all the teams, but he got benched. Like, he's not coming back. Like, no more second chances for him, but I thought that was incredible.
That's right. That's rough, you know. That, you know, suck, I guess. But it's just cool, you know, seeing all these different rules that people complain so much about the NFL, and now it's open game, open territory. So let the boys play, and it's just going to be fun. It's kind of like our spinoff from college football. It really does seem like one more step up in rules, but technically below NFL.
Well, I think our biggest question was, do you really think that this could be a development league for players like possibly Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel? No, or
not until the XFL starts. I think this is pretty much, like, you know how you have Division I, Division II, Division III football? I feel like this is the next tier until the XFL starts, where it's supposed to be the second chance league, where they don't give a crap what your record was or what happened, come play. So I think this is more like an actual, now that they've described their goal, this really is the next step. It's like the AA in baseball, I think. You know, you have AA, and then you go to the AAA, and then you're in the pros. So I think this is the AA for the NFL.
When they interviewed Bill Polian, the co-founder of the AAF, he mentioned that, you know, there is a long-term goal for this league. And the long-term goal is to be partnered with the NFL as an official, you know, okay, like almost like, you know, just like you said in, you know, baseball or whatever. You know, in hockey, if you don't, you know, make the cut, or, like, if you're not good enough right now, they send you down to the AHL to get developed. and, you know, you spend some time developing and really learning and, you know, enhancing your skills. And this is what that league is for, working on your overthrow or your underthrow or working on those things that, or your quick feet or whatever to, you know, or your strength, endurance, power, blah, blah, blah. This is what that league is for players who maybe they didn't get recognized at first, but this is a league where it's like, it's essentially a coming out thing. They're coming out and they're showing their game and they're playing as hard as they can so that they can get recognized. And, you know, I watched, you know, being from Orlando, I was obviously pulling for Steve Spurrier and the Orlando Apollos. But watching quarterback for the Apollos, Garrett Gilbert, like they started out extremely weak and then they came out like on all cylinders, and the score was 40-6. They didn't even allow a touchdown. It was all field goals at that point. But this league is going to be extremely exciting, and I know we can't wait to see it develop and what it can turn into. And I hope that the NFL does partner with them, you know, and becomes a training league or, you know, like a development league. And I think it could be extremely exciting and open up expansion possibilities in the future. Because the NFL has 32 teams without a development league. And imagine if, you know, 500 players have a development league and only 100 come out. Like, you have 80 on an NFL roster. You know, that's an extra team right there. So I think it could be an incredible opportunity for expansion. But I mean, so for right now, that's all we have for this episode. But Raph's going to kind of share just a little bit about our new segment that's coming up. You know, we were kind of brainstorming this week about things that we want to do to make this podcast diverse and how to make things a little bit fun. And, you know, some podcasts or some radio stations have trivia, and, you know, we thought of something to get Raph a little bit more integrated in the show and give him his own little segment on how he can be involved. And, so Raph's going to explain everything, and we hope you enjoy. Have a great evening.
All right, so basically, my new thing is basically just going to be upcoming movies and events and games to look for. So it's just going to be me talking about things for our listeners, obviously, to just watch, basically. So just, it'll be weekly game picks and movies to go watch. Also, Netflix and Hulu recommendations and why to watch it. So look for that. It'll just be a small segment, but something to give more to the community, I guess. And we have a Patreon, like we've mentioned before, and hopefully you guys go and donate some of it. Our Patreon is patreon.com/GameDayGreenville, or GVL. So that's it.